The time now, 9:06.
Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson, and Madison Bottling Company. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lackawanna Valley Coaches Show. Dick Newman bringing in the report again this morning with Paul Ramo at his usual position at the control panel. A little different than last Saturday morning. We're going to finish off the junior high coaches in both boys and girls basketball, and then John Cherb is in the studio now. We'd like to interview the people that come to the studio first, and the rest are on tape, so, or we can call too, but we're going to start off the show with both boys and girls track with John Cherb.
Morning.
Good morning, and welcome back. You get a long break there.
I take advantage while I can. It may not be. It may be long or maybe short. Who knows? Just every day, just kind of enjoy what you can. So
that's right.
No, we started up here now with track, boys and girls together. We've got decent numbers. We lost a lot of talent off of last year's team, and it's going to be very, very tough to replace. So we're going to be a little bit not where we'd like to be, at least early. We got a lot of new kids out that have a lot of potential. Where they fit, I don't know. So it'll be a question. We lost, I think it was 12, what did we lose? 12 seniors last year. Wow. And majority of them were points getters. You know, if you look at our seniors we lost, you know, we lost Brayson Boyk, who's been to state, state every year from the ninth grade on. He competed and always come back with hardware. And he's a four event kid that's going to hurt a lot in scoring for the boys. Gavin Carr, another of our distance runners that ran really well. He's running at Concordia. He had a really nice indoor season. I saw him run up at Fargo at the Bison Open. I got a chance to watch him run a little bit. He looks very, very good. That's a big loss there. Tayden Clark was multi-personal. He could do everything. He qualified in the pole vault and also the 800, 4x8. He was very versatile for it. Then also Dave Torgas, another one that was multi-personal in sprinting and also in pole vaulting too. So, look at that. Sadie Hacker, another one who was pretty consistent in our sprint team, our relays, was a stable act there. We lose her. Carson Gareppi, we only had him for 1 year last year, but he's a kid that came in, didn't throw a shot very good, but by the time he got to the end, he almost qualified for state in a shot put. So, and Noah Meyer, another shot putter, Cade Solom, Taylor Wood, another one of our distance girls that really, we kind of lost. So if you look at the numbers we lost a lot of points. So, again, where we're at, like I said, I think we got about 70 kids out for boys and girls, 7 through 12, so which is a nice number to work with. A lot of variety, which is good. So that will be kind of our fill in what we've got. So, if we're looking, returning letter winners who kind of will have to basically lead the team as we go, with our seniors, we're going to Tanner Callis, who has been in the distance crew for us, for a couple of years now and also has really moved around a lot in the track. He's going to have to be one of the leaders there. We float him back from a quarter to 800. He can do 200, so we can kind of move him a little bit there. So he's going to be a little that way. Then Alexis Olson, another one, a senior there who has been around for the years. She's been a really good triple jumper for us. She has really grown and hurdling. So hopefully she'll be able to be in there. Micaiah Poost, who really, has been another one that goes from 200 to 800. So she's been in the distance. She's qualified for sections in the 400, the 200, the 4x8. So she's got a lot of experience there. Hopefully, we can have her close out her senior year. And then also Morgan Anderson, who also, it's a year ago, but I want to say she qualified in the section meet, also in the triple jump, I believe. So you've got a lot of kids there, seniors, that are going to be asked to probably be leaders who over the years have seen it. The question is, can they worked at both of being a captain and being a senior leader to basically being still competitive? Because some kids get caught up going one way or the other, where you can be a captain, you get too focused on that, you forget about where you need to be. So it's going to be that mellow a spot where we need to be with that. Then our other returning letter winners, Mason Bothan. He's he's slowly come back. He damaged his knee in football on the last second to last game of the season. So he had surgery on that, but I did not expect him even be running on the track at all. He's been doing some workouts on the track lately, working what his knee will allow. So, you know, we'll hopefully get him back by mid-season where he can be into that full form. When he get into that May part, that's where he'll be looking at. Riley Borman was a hurdler for us. I know he's been jumping a bit. He wants to move up a little bit longer so he get a little more strength and more endurance so he can jump into those 300 hurdles a little bit better. He's got the length on it. We just got to work on that strength-wise. Sadie Rosendahl. Sadie was a quarter, 200. I tweaked her a little bit with some eights last year, but she's also going to be another, you know, one that's going to have to move around a lot. Harper Grunholz, who pole vaulted, you know, last year was our first year having girls. She does hold the school record in the pole vault, so that's the good thing she has. She always says, well, it's not that high. I said, doesn't matter. You are the trivia question for the future. Who held the first record? So that's the good. So she will be, you know, the 800s, the hurdles. She'll kind of bounce a little bit that way. Chloe Glegge, one of our distance, you know, again, we've got some good distance off that cross team that also is distance, and she can do very well with that. You know, her problem, she got nicked up last year a little bit, had some hip issues we had to fight through and balance that off, but hopefully I can have a little bit of that upper echelon pushing that mile. The 2 mile will be kind of a bonus race for her, but she's another one can do anywhere from an 8 to a mile up there, and that'll be kind of in there. Griffin Kuchenmeister, also he was in our sprinting. He was young last year as a sophomore. Beckett Anderson, he qualified in the triple jump for sections as a freshman. He also, as a freshman, he was in our 4x4, 4x2. So he's going to be one that's going to have to really move up that next level and go with that. Cale Tufto, another one that was out last year's first year. He worked himself. He got nicked up mid-season. Then we got him back healthy. He's one that's going to have to jump in that 4x2 and 4x4 and open 400. He's going to have a lot of those events where he's going to have to really grow. But, you know, he's young also. Caden Brent, triple jumper, high jumper. He was an eighth grader. That lettered for us last year, and it's very tough to do that in a jumping event. Young, he looks strong in there, so that, you know, we have that. Matthew Bothan, he'll be another one that's, you know, again, he's been a distance, but he also tore his elbow up in wrestling there. He he break a bone, he had surgery and everything else, so he's at least running. He pole vaulted last year. He's probably not gonna be able to pole vault with that elbow this year, so he'll take a year off from that, but he'll look at vaulting down the road, so that'll be the interesting part there. Then also Bryn Glegge, you know, she had a very, very good, you know, season last year, closed it out for us, get to the state meet, makes the finals, gets fourth in the open 800. Just a great, again, she's got every potential to go back in it. You know, it's still going to come to that work ethic, you know, how you come in, you know, things from what last year to this year don't change a lot. So you've got to realize that I've got to grow and I've got to get better. And so she's going to have to handle that thing and, you know, and how that works. And I she's grown, God, from cross to track. I was asking her in practice the other day, I said, you look a little taller. Yeah, she stretched a little bit, so she looks a lot stronger. I think her and Chloe are pretty much eye to eye, or maybe she looks down. I hate to tell Chloe that, but maybe she looks down. You know, sisters get along there, but those like getting beat, so you know, they're going to be kind of our forte in there. Then Tali Hursom is another of our distance girls, was in our 4x8 team that went to sections, finished third in the section meet, so we've got a lot of talent, and there's some 7th graders and 8th graders. I think over time, I think they will help us down the road. So, like I said, we're going to mix and match. Like I said, we've got boys out there. There's some new boys that I think that are very athletic, some sophomores and some juniors and so freshmen. I think we'll mix and match. We're going to move a lot of kids around, so we may not score well on the boys' side, but we'll see. We got girls, you know, we got some areas we're very shallow in, some areas we're very deep in, you know, and that's just the way it is. And it's mixing the 7th through the seniors on girls a lot tougher than it is on boys. Boys are just, you know, the boys are pretty consistent. 9, 10, 11, 12 are pretty much that core, and if you get a 7th, 8th grader, that's kind of your bonus if you get that. Girls, you have that, and it's always tough matching that in where the mentality of a 7th grader compared to a senior has been around. So we're going to have to understand that a little bit, how that go as coaches. You know, we're going to have, you know, our coaching staff changed a little bit. You know, our diehards, Ron Kester and Ted Albers, they're going to be around. They're not going to be as much as they have been in the past because they both have, well, they both have grandchildren competing in track. So, again, they got to go watch them. And I told them 100%, but they're going to come out off and on. So they're going to, you know, that's going to be a, missing a little bit of that. So I know Joel Voorhees is going to have to pick up some things. And also Bentley Boyk, who's the other one, they're going to have to pick up. And they're both talented enough. They can both understand it. It's just it, they're going to have to learn and understand as it goes. And I think that will be the biggest thing with them is understanding the workouts, where it is, you know. And like I was talking with Boyk a little bit, reminding, you know, cause he's been doing a little bit more with the girl sprinters. And just remind him that, you know, there are some seventh graders that are can't do an older girl workout. So you got to realize and you got to pull kids when they don't look right. You got to get them out, get them back in, see how that goes. And that's a reading process you'll have to do. Joel's done it a little bit more years than that. So they're going to fill in there. So, and then Paul Lowry's in the throwing. We're very shallow on the throwers. And that's going to be, I think we've got some, there's some boys that have come out that could be interesting. They're young. They're only a freshman and sophomore throwers, but they've got the build to do it that I think they'll be interesting as they go on. So we'll have to have some patience with them, but, you know, down the road that will be kind of there. So, and then Ben Travis has come on staff because Gearman could not get back with their family and everything else, changing, adding another one, which is a great addition to your family when you can add another child to the family, and that's good. You know, as a younger coach, you always look at job security, but, you know, again, you know, hopefully they do track, but he's going to balance that, and he says he's going to come out, help out, and that's fine. I said, just, you know, you're always welcome to come back out and help and whatever you got, and then, you know, maybe get that year, and he come back, and he can come back and be on staff and go with that. So it's a rotation similar, just, again, a couple tweaks here, but, again, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah. Well, when does your season competition start?
We start, our first meet is scheduled for the Tuesday, a week from this coming Tuesday in Morris. Okay. That's an early bird up there. See if we can get that. I mean, you look right now, looks like we'll be good to get it in, yeah. But things change, you know. And we're in Minnesota, you know, it's still March and everything else, and Mother Nature likes to kind of taunt you a little bit and say, oh, it looks really, really nice, and then slap you aside the face and welcome back to winter. That's just the way it'll be. So we'll take what we get. You know, like I said, that's our first one. We do not have our early bird this year just because of the crossover with Easter being early. So that interfered with it. The calendar would be Monday, Thursday of having our – and I said, well, we're not going to have it that way. So we just don't have an early bird meet this year, which will probably be the one of those ones, same when you should have it. You could have it, but you don't have it. So it's just, it is what it is. So we'll just take what we have. And so that'll be kind of our flow there with Morris, and go up there and see a lot of the northern schools we don't see a lot of.
And a couple of the early ones, pretty much unlimited for participants. Yep. You could really load up a certain event with. And find out how they're doing,
and that's what we're going to do. I mean, early season, we're gonna pull as many kids and many different events they can have. So just we got to find out where their niche is, and then they can start focusing a little bit more. But also find out our depth wise. So that'll be kind of our thing that will be interesting to go. So we'll put a lot of kids in. Now the other thing we got to avoid too is the injuries, and that's we've had those nicked up, so we've got to watch that. So I mean, if it's cold, we're going to have to limit to who's doing what, and we'll watch that. But again, the kids are going to have to understand of what's an injury and what's just a soreness, and that's some of the kids don't get that, and that's going to be the big thing, especially early, because they're going to be that first meet, they're going to be gung-ho, and they're not going to warm up enough and everything else, and next thing you know, they're very sore for the next 3 days. So that'll be the thing. But the benefit we do have of that is if they do get sore, we got the use of that swimming pool, and that swimming pool helps a ton. So we can cross train some of these kids that are very, very sore. We can put them through a half an hour workout in the pool that when they get done, they're gassed, but the stress on their legs and everything else are not much. And so that's, you know, we've got that therapeutic workout where we can do so. We do have some benefits with that. So we'll see how that goes and move kids around. And some events will be very shallow and some events will be very deep in. Just going to, we need to get marks, find out where everybody fits and goes, and you know, we'll see what we got from there.
This will be the third year for the big one that you're hosting, the NIBBY Invitational.
Yep, the NIBBY Invite is a special thing, recognition of Dave, you know, again, what things he brought to the track and field program, to the school and everything else, from going from Madison to basically come out to the high school and then running the track program all the way through the high school. So there'll be that. I know there's teams asking, can we get in? Can we get in? It's like, No, we're limited to what we have because, again, it's a big meet, and we don't want to turn it into where we're having a track meet until 10:30 at night. So, again, that's why we limit down and what we've got, and we've actually moved that up to an earlier start for field events just so we can stay ahead of the game and allow everybody to get out at a decent time. So that'll be the big one. It's fun, and it's a great promotion for the Nibbies, what they do for the kids. And that's the thing is the Dave Nibby name is on it. But what they do for the athletes is even bigger yet, of what they give them for treats, the shirts. I mean, it's really, really fancy in what they do, and it's just we're very, very fortunate to have them put that in as an invite, and that's nice. And it's kind of nice, too, when people say, can we get in? It's like going, and I always tell the coaches at the meeting, says, if you don't come back next year, you may not get back in for many years. And they're all, well, we're staying in. We don't care what our numbers. We're staying in. We want to come. So, and that's the good thing. So, that'll be the fun part we have there and go. So,
okay. And the question: what teams look strong conference wise and section wise?
Well, you know, if you go on, you know, history and things like that, you know, on the girls' side, it's going to be pretty much going to be two teams that I think are going to be pretty sound. It's going to be Cambie and Mineota and also McRae, Renville County West. Those two teams, you know, those two teams have dogfighted it for the last couple of years in the girls' side. So they'll be in there. Lakeview girls, Lakeview's got a lot, usually has a lot of kids, so they'll be in that hunt a little bit there. So that's kind of the thing, but you just don't know. I mean, that's the thing is injuries, and some people blossom, come out of nowhere. But just tradition, what it is, those will be the ones. Girls, we'll be in the middle until we can figure some things out. We just, again, got to find some sprinters, we got to find some throwers, and we got a lot of holes, but we got some very deep events. It's just we don't have enough deep events as of right now. Again, you talk to me a month later, we may say we're deeper in this event, never thought we were. So we'll have that. Boys, you know, we've been on the hunt. You know, two or three years in a row we've won the conference now. So we've won the conference a lot in it. This year, this could be our year that we're going to be down a little bit. But when it comes to the end, you never know. We've been fortunate to have kids that can jump into that system and be very competitive. So, but on paper-wise, if you really look at, you know, what's returning and everything else, Lakeview will be tough. We had to hold them off last year because they just have just so many numbers in the game there. So that will probably be the favorite of the boys. Prinsburg's got some really, really good athletes. So they've got some kids that can score a lot of points. So I think they will also be in the hunt there. And again, after that, I don't know. I won't count herself out. So we're good.
Okay. And section, real quick?
Oh, sections. Big school numbers always been. Redwood, you know, Redwood's always been tough. Laverne, always been tough. Pipestone. So, but again, that's a long way away. Hopefully we're ready to roll with that and get to end of May and June.
Okay. Well, thanks for the report this morning, introducing your team. You go places, you probably have to take two buses.
Well, we're getting close, so yeah. It's nice.
Well, that's a nice problem to have, so. I guess we won't talk next week, but the following week, knock on wood, we can get that Morris event in.
That'd be fun.
Can do with that. So
perfect.
Thanks for coming in. That's John Sherb on Boys and Girls Track. After the break here, we'll be talking 8th grade boys basketball with...
Baseball. Or Braden Kittleson baseball.
Yeah.
Braden Kittleson with baseball. In C Squad Baseball after this.
Sparkling ice water. Goodbye, plain. Hello, plain awesome. Sparkling ice is a fizzy, flavorful, and not bland beverage without all the calories. They're one of the biggest brands in the sparkling water category. If you're looking to put a little sparkle in your step, look no further than the delicious lineup of waters. Sparkling ice, distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
With Easter right around the corner, now is a great time to start planning your holiday meals. Stop into the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson this week and take advantage of these specials. Twisted Bee Pretzels, just $6. Wild Pacific Cod, $12 a pound. Perfect for an easy meal. A Friday fish fry or stocking up as you start planning your Easter menu. Shop the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson. They're open Tuesdays through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, Saturday, 9 to 1, and close Sunday and Monday. That's the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
The Runs and Auction Company of Gary, South Dakota announces a huge consignment auction of coins, paper money, guns, knives, and accessories happening Sunday, March 22nd, sale time 12 noon. Doors open at 9 a.m. at the Gary Legion Hall, Gary, South Dakota. The sale was to be held last weekend, but rescheduled for this Sunday due to the weather. Coins and currency will sell first, followed by guns and knives. Seating is available. For more information, contact Eugene Lorenzen, auctioneer, at 605-237-4884. Find them on Facebook at Lorenzen Auction or sdauctions.com. Again, this consignment sale Sunday, March 22nd, 12 noon at the Gary Legion Hall, Gary, South Dakota. Don't miss it.
If you love to bake, here's something special right here in Southwest Minnesota. At Sandhill Mill, we grow ancient, heritage, and modern grains on our family farm, then stone mill them into fresh, flavorful flour. That means wholesome, nutrient-packed flour without the yuck found in mainstream flour brands for breads, cookies, pancakes, pizza crusts, and more. You can order online anytime at sandhillmill.com or pick up Sandhill Mill products locally in Madison at Jubilee Foods and the Mercantile, in Canby at Jim's Market, and in Marshall at Wells Sweet to taste the difference. Sandhill Mill, nourished like you mean it.
Okay, welcome back to the Coach's Show. Like I mentioned before the break, when Brian Moan covered the seventh graders, then we were going to talk to Braden Kittleson, yourself there, on the eighth grade. So welcome back to the Culture Show, Braden.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you mentioned you had a big group, and then let's go through the names and positions these eighth graders played.
Yeah, we had a very large group. We had 20 this year.
Wow.
It was quite the thing to go through all of them, but I'll go through here. Yeah. First of all, we had Isaiah Arndt. He was a guard for us. We had Jared Swenson joined us. He was a guard. We had Tarek Turner, who was also a guard. Broden Tilbury, I would say he was a forward. Braden Olson was a forward. We had Tyler Tweet was a forward. Grady Fernholz was a post for us. Isaac Link, who was a post for us. Logan Ludvigson, he was a post as well. We had Carson Tilbury, who acted as a forward, but he was kind of a post at the same time. Starson Rubin was a guard. Isaiah Arndt was a guard. We had Rory Biergon, who was a guard. Skenson Ponen, who was a guard. Regifson Shitaro, who was a forward. Reese Mork, who was a guard. Johnny Heathen, who was a post. Simpson Nika, who was a forward. Uriah Hale was a post. And Jared Piotr was a guard. So all 20 of them were a lot of guards and quite a few forwards. Our posts weren't very tall this year, but that was okay. We made up for it with a lot of athleticism and quickness.
Okay, yeah. And to keep 20 players in practice busy is quite a chore.
Yeah, that was quite an interesting battle, I would say. I had to trust them quite a bit. This is actually my second year with this same group.
Okay.
So I would probably split them up into 10 and 10, and I'd let 10 of them go on a hoop and do their own thing. Like, I told them what to be working on.
Sure.
But I kind of had to bounce back and forth. So it wasn't always me one-on-one, but I was able to get quite a bit done, and I put my leaders in charge. And I think that also helped them out in the long run as well, trying to figure out what to do and keep some of their teammates in, you know, on the right track.
Well, in the same token, you found out for the future some of the leadership for that, and it's good that they were able to do that.
Yeah, it's the, you know, when people hear that I have 20, they're like, how did you do it? And, you know, playing time was low and all that kind of stuff. But on the same token, all of these guys had to work even harder to be able to play, to get minutes and stuff, because 20 guys, some of them can get time. I mean, we only had 12-minute halves, and then some of them couldn't. I mean, that was just kind of the fact of the matter in eighth grade. Yeah. And it also helped them a lot that they had to compete. You know, when we have these small schools, there's a lot of time where these kids don't have competition. Well, this grade has a lot of competition, so I think it's going to help them out a lot in the future.
Right. Well, Junior I has a lot of games. They do a lot of tournaments on weekends and stuff, so let's talk about your season, the games that you had.
Yeah, I don't know the exact record. We had a pretty good record, though. I think we only lost about 5 games and won probably 13 or 14, so we had a pretty successful season. We put up quite a few points, I'd say, but our emphasis was always defense, so we worked really hard on defense. There was times that it showed, and then, of course, they're eighth graders, so there's times that it didn't quite show that we played good defense. But for the most of the time, I would say that we are a physical team. We boxed out well, and we played solid defense.
Okay. Who were some of the other schools that you played against?
Yeah, all the surrounding teams surrounding schools we played against. We played Dawson twice. We played Ortonville twice. We played Lakeview once. We traveled to Marshall for a tournament, so we got to play Marshall and Wabasso and RTR and that. That was an interesting tournament. We won 2 out of those 3 games at that tournament. And the Wabasso team, they were all like, there's 5 of them that were probably over 6 feet tall, and I don't think we have a single kid over 5'10". So that was a big boxing out game, but we only lost to them by 1, so it was a close game. But yeah, we played a lot of the surrounding schools, and we've, you know, fared pretty well for the most part. Had a close one with Mineota, so yeah.
Okay.
But like I said, we're kind of a smaller team, so it was a lot of boxing out and a lot of being as quick and as possible and running fast breaks.
Okay. Well, having the same group last year, you kind of knew going in their ability, but every year, you know, changes from elementary to 7th grade, and then it changes from 7th grade to 8th grade, and then a big change for these kids next year is 9th grade.
Yep.
The game gets much faster as they get older.
Yes, and it showed this year. Like, I was very impressed with some of our strides that we made, and then some of the individual strides. A lot of these kids, there were some that didn't play a ton last year. Like, everybody got minutes, but they didn't get a ton of minutes, and then all of a sudden they're one of our better players this year, and it just shows the work ethic that they put over the summer, and that was an emphasis that I made last year, and it's great to see that some of them went and actually listened and did that. It felt really good. And then, of course, there's, you know, height changes. I had one kid that probably grew, you know, 6 inches over the summer, and then I had another kid that probably hasn't grown since 5th grade, so he's learning how to become a guard, even though he was a big at one point. So,
sure. But
so this time of, you know, their age is just a lot of growth of skills, but also just figuring out how to work with the height that you're given and the strengths that you have. So
great. Well, the nice thing about having that many kids is that the ability level in more than just 5 is equal to the starting 5, and you could switch people in and not lose a whole much in ability.
That's super true. We had a lot of players that saw time, and there wasn't much of a dip in production. That was great to see, and I would like to get some of these kids in more, but with 20 it kind of hurt some playing time. But no, there was a lot of kids that were able to do a lot of things. I think I counted that we had 8 kids score 10 or more points in a single game. And,
wow.
You know, most of these junior high games are only going up to about 40. So
right.
That to have 8 kids be able to score 10 points in a single game, that's that's kind of an accomplishment, I think.
Yes.
It shows to them how multi-talented this group is.
And down the road, as they age, if that ability continues, it's nice to, at the varsity level, to be able to substitute and not lose any ability. We found that out with some schools in the state tournament for the girls, and then with the boys in another week or so. If they play 7, 8, 9, 10 different players, that gives them an advantage over a team that just goes with six or one or two subs.
Well, yeah, especially when you start getting in deep into the playoffs, into the state tournament and stuff, the teams are so much more physical when you get to that, you know, that age, that you're going to get tired not just running back and forth up and down the court. It's also the boxing out and playing solid defense and, you know, setting good screens. That tires a guy out. So if you're only playing with six, it's going to be very difficult to make a deep run. You need a bench of 8 or 9 or 10 even.
Sure.
So it's good that we have that.
Yeah, that's for sure. So anything else there, Braden?
No, I would like to say that this was a great season. I've really enjoyed working with this group. Like I said, this is my second year with them, so a little bit bittersweet to be moving on. I'm excited for what comes next year for them and for myself. But at the same time, it's sad to have to leave this group. You know, spending two full seasons, you know, you get to know them really well. So, that's all.
Well, and your job, along with Brian Mullen, is to teach the fundamentals, which makes it a lot easier for the in your case, the C squad coach, and then for the B squad coach, and so on. It makes it a lot easier for them when they know so many of the basic fundamentals.
Yep, that's the goal.
Okay. Well, you don't get much of a break because you swing into baseball season too. And
no, that's the first official day of practice starts today. So
okay,
jumping right into it.
Okay, and everything looked pretty good until a couple days ago, but it's
going to
melt in a hurry. But
it'll be
a little muddy for a while. But
yeah, we'll be.
This is Minnesota. We got to live with that. So
we knew this was coming in March.
Yeah, and you can do a lot of things inside. So
yep.
You do what, the JV team in baseball?
Yep, I'm the JV team, so the 9th and 10th graders. But then right now we're all together, so
right.
I'll be working with varsity as well right now, and then once we split up later this year, I'll be primarily JV.
Okay. Well, that's good. Yep. So, well, I want to thank you for introducing your team, and you did a good job, and keep up the good work there, Braden.
Sounds good. Thank you.
It's Braden Kittleson on 8th grade boys basketball. We'll take this break and have more of the Culture Show after this.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison, showing Friday, March 20th through Monday, March 23rd in Theater 1. It's Wuthering Heights, a love story, rated R. That's Wuthering Heights in Theater 1. And at Theater Number 2, it's Hoppers, animated fun for the Disney Studios. That's Hoppers, rated PG in Theater 2. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
Well, welcome back to the Culture Show. We're going to turn our attention now to junior high sports. We were done with the head coaches a couple of weeks ago and the assistant coaches last week, and now we're going to the junior high. And with me this morning is Brian Mullen, who forever has done junior high basketball. This year you were doing 7th grade basketball, Brian.
Yeah, we did switch because Braden had a bigger class, bigger group, so he stayed with them because he knew all them, and I said, I'll take the 7th grade.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's introduce your team.
Okay, well, thank you for having me again there.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a couple of years, but yeah, I had to go find a book again and stuff. It's been a month here, I bet, huh? Yeah, a little over. Well, we'll introduce these guys here and talk.
Sure.
Well, we had Riker Olson, Triton Mazawa, Tostin Johnson, J.B. DeCochi, Liam Torres, Caleb Schmidt, Arvin's Ionis, S.T. Takochi, Adam Ehrenberg, and Landon Skullrood.
Okay.
Yeah.
What positions did they play?
Okay, I should say that. Yeah, Riker, Triton, Tostin, Liam. We pretty much had perimeter players. Our we had three bigger guys that played at the post.
Okay.
That would be JB, a big, solid guy, and Caleb Schmidt. And we had Adam Ehrenberg playing at the post, and the rest were pretty much perimeter.
Okay. And what did you have, about 10?
Had 10 players,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, so.
Yep. Just right. Yeah.
Just
right. It was nice, that's right.
So,
yeah.
And you had practice, and everybody got in
for
the practice.
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We could scrimmage. And
where did you practice, in the commons or in the auxiliary?
We got in the north gym.
Okay.
In the north gym, and then in Appleton.
Oh, okay.
Kind of went back and forth a little bit there.
You play some games in both locations?
Nope, just the north gym.
Okay.
We worked out good for at Lac Parle. We could play at the same time.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, we could. So give Zach a lot of credit for getting refs to do that, because the other towns we had to play back to back. So then it gets a little later and stuff. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, did you scrimmage or practice with the eighth graders at all?
No, we didn't do that.
Okay.
I found out over the years that isn't real good things once in a while. You never know. And it just, total.
Okay.
But you talk about scrimmage. I got to just tell you that every year they want to come in and scrimmage your first day of practice. So we let it try it towards the end of practice, and it probably lasts 2 minutes. And we'd all settle down, and I said, oh, guys, let's take a bow here. And, start.
Like anything else, seventh grade baseball is a step above elementary baseball. It's a faster game, doesn't it?
Each level gets faster and quicker, bigger, and
okay.
Yeah, definitely.
So I'm assuming you had a lot of games. You had tournaments on the weekends and stuff like that.
And we got them all in, too. We had 14 games, yeah.
Okay.
So down a couple from other years, but that's fine. That works good.
Okay, well, let's talk about your games.
Okay. So we were 3-11. You know, everybody's going to look at that and say, that's very good, but it doesn't matter.
Right.
You know, I got to tell them that it's, you know, I'll just say, like, we started out the season, our first three games, we were lost by 2 points, 4 points, 5 points.
Wow.
We were right in it, and they were, we just keep saying, keep your heads up, keep coming, keep working. And they went to Marshall and met two good teams, and we lost by 5-1 of them there. So, so that was good. And then it was 10 points, and then we were like in that 15 points. But we beat Benson twice, and we did beat Dawson once.
Okay.
So that's where our wins were.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wins and losses don't mean anything at that level.
No, no.
It's your job is to teach the fundamentals, makes it a lot easier for the next level up, the C squad and the B squad and the varsity.
Yeah. You want to keep them positive and keep spirit, to keep working,
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anything else?
No, as far as I know, that got the team here and the record, and it was a fun year. I have to say that.
Okay.
Some days it gets pretty long, and I gotta go practice again. But once it starts, and it goes fast. It really goes fast.
Well, you remember that first day of practice, and then the last game or the last day. That if you see improvement, then they've done their job, and you've done your job.
Exactly, and it's fun to see them come through, And I don't think anybody ever knows my first name, but it's like, that is it. And you still meet these guys, and you got to sometimes, now I don't remember, but now I got some of their kids playing.
Sure.
Gosh.
So, how long you been doing this?
Well, we kind of figured it out about 27 years, I
27
think,
years.
Started with our two kids and just kept going, I guess.
Okay. And driving bus, too?
Oh. Yeah, about the same. When I got my license,
Okay.
They talked me into that, and I've had that ever since, so.
Well, you used to do three sports, but now you're down to two sports.
Yeah, I went down to two,
You'll be starting, with the snowstorm.
I would expect, probably next week.
Yeah.
Now it's all under gym space.
Right,
And
that's junior high baseball, then, too.
Yep.
And what age group do you do there?
I've been doing like both of them. Yeah, I've had some volunteers, and last year we had Ryder Drugsma.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. Alumni.
Yeah.
Did it for a year and did a great job and helped out. And yeah.
So are you going to get back into football too? Or
no, I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm kind of old school.
Well.
You know, but it's changed. It's funny how the sports have changed over the years.
Well, it does. Especially basketball. I can remember when you were playing, the game is so much faster now.
I can remember getting benched from Coach Nibby and for shooting outside, and that was 3.9. Now you'd be sitting on the bench.
Yeah,
you would be.
I remember one time when Tim McNamara, got a pass or something and dislocated a finger, and he fixed you up in the first half, and then did it again in the second half.
You can still see it. Yeah, the other finger. Snapped it back into place and took a hold of it. And I think it was Bob Money or somebody who took it. Or Mac, yeah. Snapped it back in. And yeah.
Okay.
Gosh.
Well, it's always fun talking to you about junior high athletics, and that's where the future of the Eagles are.
Yeah, it's fun. To let people know what's going on down there, too. So,
sure. So recognize some of those names.
Yeah,
pretty good to pronounce some of them too.
Oh yeah. But you get to know them, and
sure.
good group. Good group.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in.
Well, thank you, Dick.
Yeah,
everybody here. Yeah.
Okay, that's Brian Moen on 7th grade boys basketball. We'll take this break and be talking to Braden Kittleson, who does the 8th graders.
You are invited to Ziegler in Madison for an open house event Tuesday, March 31st from 11 to 2 p.m. Come view our products from AGCO, Caterpillar, Versatile, as well as our steel and Ferris lawn equipment. We will be offering 10% off parts at that time, including Milwaukee and steel handheld products. Lunch will be provided. Mark your calendars and join us March 31st at Ziegler in Madison.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention now to 7th and 8th grade girls basketball, junior high girls basketball with Coach Lindsey Krantz. Yeah. Almost made you head coach there, Lindsey. Yeah, Dylan would be surprised.
Dylan would be shocked with that comment, I think, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in. Between seasons here, we always want to visit with the junior high coaches and the C-Squad JV coaches and talk about their season. And so you had what again?
I had 7th and 8th grade girls this winter. So we had really good numbers. We had 4 8th grade girls and 10 7th graders. So it's kind of cool to see those numbers up and coming.
So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Sure. Yeah. My name is Lindsey Krantz. I am a elementary teacher in Madison. I teach 4th grade. This is my 4th year teaching.
4 years already.
4 years already, I know.
It just seems like I got done broadcasting your basketball
game. I know, right? I know. I was thinking about that the other day.
Yeah, and a really good... Lindsey played for Lac Parle Valley.
Yep.
What year did you graduate again?
I graduated in 2019.
Yeah, and you had a really good team.
Yeah, some of my classmates would have been Haley Wolschlager, Isabel Sherm, Grace Hegland.
Kelsey
Lund, yeah. I played with her. Yep, she was a year older than I was.
Did you make it to the section finals?
We did, yep.
Okay,
yep.
I remember that.
Our sophomore year, we made it to the section finals game, and we played against, I believe it was...
Don't ask me. I got a bad memory.
Southwest Christian,
was it
Hillsbeaver
Creek? Something like that.
Yeah. Feels like a long time ago.
Yeah.
Great memories.
Yep. You were a very good basketball player.
Thank you.
I remember that. All right. So now you're coaching. So how long have you been doing this?
So I've been a part of the program with Dylan. This is my 3rd year now. My 1st year, I kind of just helped out as an assistant a little bit with practices and things like that, helping out on the bench. And then last season, I coached C-Squad.
Oh, you did?
So that was kind of fun. It was also fun because I had coached softball that previous spring, so I was able to see some athletes in the basketball court too.
Okay, good.
And now this year, due to not having enough players to have a C squad, I decided to drop down to 7th and 8th grade, which has been awesome.
Yeah, that's a little different, I bet, coaching style.
It is, yep.
All right, well, introduce your team. I'll just take your time and talk about each player and talk about your season.
Sure. We ended up having a record with 6-7. And I'll go over our roster here next. Our 7th graders include Harlan Borsted, Chelsea Clark, Kata Deline, Izzy Banky, Harper Valla, Reagan Brewston, Skylar Stock, Jesse Anquim, Angel Lines, and Regency Terrio. And our four eighth graders were Claire Ferguson, Frances Consagion, Adeline Pust, and Emma Gleggy.
Okay. Well, that's a lot of seventh graders.
A lot of seventh graders.
That's good.
Yeah. Super exciting.
So were they combined then?
Yes. So typically teams have a seventh grade team. Seventh graders play seventh graders. Eighth graders play eighth graders.
Okay.
Due to us not having enough eighth graders, we did do a lot of combining of seventh and eighth grades. So
most schools do, I think.
A lot of schools, just from the coaches that I had talked to, a lot of them kind of were in the same boat, whether it was having more seventh graders or more eighth graders. So we were very fortunate enough to make it work and have the girls play.
So you got 13 games in, though, huh?
Yes, we did, which was very lucky considering around Christmas break, we kind of had a little flu bug going around.
I think everybody did.
I know it hit me over Christmas break, that's for sure.
You want to talk about your season?
Sure, yeah. Okay. One thing that really stood out this season was just the growth of our team. Mm-hmm. It was really fun to see. I mean, it's so big in seventh and eighth grade. It's not really so much about the wins. It's more about growth and development and getting those fundamentals down. So, what else? we grew definitely as athletes and teammates. One of my favorite parts about being a coach is just the relationships you build from coaching. I mean, it's really exciting when I go out to the high school for an event with my fourth graders and they see me and they're like, Lindsay! So that's kind of fun.
Yeah, it is. That's cool.
We had a tournament right before Christmas break. It was a long morning because I believe we only had seven girls. I had a lot that were sick.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, it was really good to see their stamina build during that tournament, playing in a different environment and really putting their skills to the test. several players that kind of stepped up that I want to point out were a few seventh graders, an eighth grader, Reagan Brewston, she was a seventh grade guard, and Chelsea Clark, who is also a seventh grade guard. Those two work very well on the court together. Reagan did a great job ball handling, controlling the floor. Chelsea brought a lot of energy, hustle. I know she's in cross country, so you can definitely tell on the floor.
Yeah, she's already in shape.
Yeah, right? She's got that stamina. Yeah. Harper Valla, she's a scrappy little thing. Mm-hmm. She is constantly giving her best effort. Harlan Borsted, she's another seventh grade guard. Worked hard, continued to improve all season long. And then Adeline Pust, who is an eighth grade center, tall girl, taller than I am. So
I know Adeline, and
yes,
she loves basketball.
I know she does. Side and provided a lot of leadership. Her and Frances Consagion both were very good leaders on and off the basketball court. So, and like I mentioned, just junior high is wanting to end the season better than how you started.
Right.
So I definitely saw growth all the way around. Great. So,
any highlights? Any exciting wins or?
Oh, probably one of our games. I think it was against McRae. We were down in Clare City, and it was kind of just off that tail end of us getting sick.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that one game just sticks out to me because I've never seen such good teamwork. I mean, we're hyping each other up on and off the floor, and we were moving the ball really well, and it was fun to see Reagan Brewston knock down some three balls. So, yeah, that was a fun game.
Good win over McRae.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you get to play Montevideo at all? Or?
Yes, we did. One game.
I asked that because my granddaughter's on it.
Yes, I remember seeing her when they were at La Caparle, I believe, towards the end of the season. We played them twice. In Monty. I unfortunately was not there for that game as I was sick, so I think Dylan had stepped in and coached for me.
Okay.
I think they lost that game, and then we lost against them at home. But, yeah, they're a good team. They've got a lot of numbers over there, too.
Yeah, they do. They got some good athletes.
Yeah.
A lot of good young teams coming up in
the Cameron
Conference.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting to see, just seeing the athletes that I've just watched playing. And, yeah, there's going to be some talent coming up here in the next few years, so.
Of course, in junior high, your focus should be like fundamentals.
Yes, skill development.
More than wins and losses. You like to win, but
yes,
right? Is that
I can't stress that enough. I stress that quite a bit to my girls that, you know, it's funny. Winning is fun, but just remember that your goal is just to get better and improve after every game, every practice.
What's a practice look like for 7th and 8th grade girls then?
Oh, the girls.
Drills?
Yes, we did a lot of fundamentals. A lot of the drills that I kind of came up with were drills that Dylan has used. I remember some of the drills when I had played AAU up in Morris through the West Central Wildcats. I know Jody Holloman, she's kind of the head director over there. She's incorporated a lot. She's big on fundamentals, too. So,
who's that?
Jody Holloman.
Oh, Jody, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
so incorporating some of her drills and a lot of five-on-five work.
Okay.
So,
good.
Yeah. Yeah.
You have a good year then? You enjoy,
yeah,
do you enjoy it?
I love it.
Yeah, I can tell.
I love it. Yes.
And you get to sit next on the varsity games, or you get to sit next to Coach Sherb and
That's fun to
Coach
see.
Coach Erickson?
Yes. It's fun to sit next to Sherb again, just in a different role this time.
You know, I think Coach Sherb was coaching, and you weren't even born yet, I think.
Correct.
Right? Is that
correct?
Yes.
That is correct. Sorry, Sherb, dating you a little bit. Not that I'm that old.
But he has a lot of experience.
Yes, and he's been a great mentor, too, him and Dylan. Mm-hmm. But with just Sherb, him being around the basketball court and being around, just seeing how the game has changed, he's been a really great mentor as far as coaching goes. So
good. So a good group of girls, something.
Yes, yes. I'm excited to see them next year, especially those 7th graders that will now be 8th graders. And I know they've got a good number of 6th graders coming up, too.
Oh, they do. Okay,
so,
good. That's good to hear.
Yeah. Yep. I've watched some of their tournaments, and, yeah, they're a good little group, too. Good. So
plan on staying there at the junior high level?
You know, I kind of like the junior high level. It's really important that, you know, obviously on a varsity JV, it's more so about the wins, especially on that varsity level. But 7th and 8th grade is where really those fundamental, those key elements of basketball really start to come into play.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm more than happy to come back and contribute to that growth. So.
Anybody, does anybody help you, or you're out there by yourself then?
You know, I'm kind of solo.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
just wanted to miss anybody here.
No, so. I know Eric Clark, who is Chelsea Clark's dad, he kind of gives me tips here and there. And Harlan Borsted's dad, I hear him behind the stands too. So,
awesome.
Yeah, but they've been around the game a while too. So.
Okay. All right. Real good, Lindsay. What's the plans for summer then?
Well, I'm hoping to...
It's getting warmer out.
I know. It's amazing. It's about time. I'm hoping to do a little coaching here in the summer, too.
Okay.
Basketball?
With this,
same group of girls. Yep.
Good. A lot of traveling teams and that kind of stuff?
Yeah. Okay. Little scrimmages, tournaments, skill development days. But yeah.
Good.
Summer is a really big time to grow, too.
That's right. All right, Lindsay, thanks for coming to the studio this morning and talking junior high girls basketball. I appreciate it. Nice to see you again.
Thanks, Paul. You too.
All right. Lindsay Kranz, junior Lacapral Valley girls basketball junior high coach, wrapping up their season. And we'll take a commercial break, and we'll be back with more of the Coaches Show right after this.
Well, back here at the station, just to let you know, starting next week, we will start the spring coaches introducing their teams starting at 8:30. So the remainder of the school year will be starting at 8:30 for the Coaches Show, because now we have 8 sports in the spring. And with a couple of Dick Newman sick jokes, why are spiders the best basketball players? Because they're all 8-footers. And what do basketball players do when their eyes starts going bad? Of course, they become referees. Well, thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.